This is our third message of this series on individual witnessing. In our previous messages, we have spoken of the responsibility of every Christian to be an individual witness for Christ. The objective of every child of God should be to know Christ and to make Him known. If you know Christ, you have a God-given responsibility to make Him known to those who come within the influence of your daily contacts, your friends, relatives, neighbors, and business associates. Now, in these series of messages, we are seeking to give you some very simple and practical helps that will better equip you to be a witness for Christ. We discussed the place of the Bible in individual witnessing. And just to review some of that briefly, we pointed out from 2 Timothy 3:15 that it is only through the Bible that we find the way of salvation. In that passage it says, Paul writing to Timothy, "And that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus." Notice there that it is faith in Christ Jesus that saves a person, but it is the holy scriptures that make us wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus, since it's through the Bible that the Spirit of God points us to Christ. Then, too, we discovered that the Bible is the seed that is to be planted in the fertile soil of the human heart. When it is planted there, the Holy Spirit works a miracle, and a person is born again into the family of God. Then, too, we discussed the fact that witnessing for Christ is engaging in a spiritual battle, inasmuch as the enemy of men's souls, Satan, is doing all that he can to keep a person from coming to Christ. In order to be successful and effective in the spiritual battle, we must use spiritual weapons, and the Word of God is that weapon. From Ephesians 6:17, we read, Paul said, "And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God." Now, for individual witnessing, one of the quickest and most effective ways to come to have a working knowledge of the Bible is through committing Scripture verses to memory. Memorizing Scripture. When you are witnessing for Christ, it is not your arguments that God has promised to honor or to bless, but it is His Word. Here is a verse that you should make a note of, John 3:34. It says, "For he whom God hath sent speaketh the words of God." If God sends you to a neighbor or to a friend to speak to that person about His Son, Jesus Christ, you should speak the words of God. But how can you speak them if you don't know them? But if you do know the Word of God and will memorize Scripture portions, you will find that there will be something on your heart that you will want to share with someone else. I remember a friend of mine went to India a few years ago where he talked with some missionaries. In the course of the conversation, the missionaries told how they were unable to get the Christians in India, at least in their locality, to witness. This friend of mine said to them, "Have you ever tried getting them to memorize Scripture?" No, they hadn't. My friend said, "Well, would you try?" And so they did. What resulted was this. After a few weeks, these young Christians in India, in a meeting when time was given for testimony, would get up and quote one of the verses of Scripture that they had recently committed to memory. Then, as the weeks went by, they would not only get up and quote one of the verses that they had laid on the tables of their heart, but they would also share with those around what God had spoken to them about from that particular portion of Scripture. Then it was only a few short weeks until they found that they were witnessing to their friends and neighbors. You see, with the Scriptures on the tables of their heart, they had something to say. I believe that one reason that so many Christians do not witness is because they are frustrated. They don't know what to say. But you will be able to say, "Thus saith the Lord," and you will be able to say it with confidence. David said in Psalm 119, "So shall I have wherewithal to answer him that reproacheth me, for I trust in thy word." You see, with the word laid up on the tables of your heart, you will have wherewith to answer people who come to you. And the word of God through your lips will be like an arrow that will pierce the heart of that person for Christ. And if I may give a personal word at this point, for me, scripture memory has paid greater dividends for the time spent than any other form of scripture intake. Now, I know that it may be difficult for you to memorize. It is for most. And next time, particularly, I want to go into some of the practical problems of scripture memory and how they can be overcome. But for today, there are several more reasons why every Christian should commit scripture passages to memory, and I want to refer to at least three more of those. We alluded to the first one last time, and it's this: for victory over Satan. In Matthew chapter 4, if you would turn there in your Bible or your Testament to Matthew chapter 4, we'll follow along and see how the Lord Jesus used scripture passages to meet the attacks of the enemy, Satan. Beginning in verse 3, it says, "And when the tempter came to him, he said, If thou be the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread. But he answered and said, It is written, Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God." And in so doing, the Lord Jesus quoted a verse of Scripture, or part of a verse, from Deuteronomy 8:3. "Then the devil taketh him up into the holy city, and setteth him on a pinnacle of the temple." And in this case, Satan himself quoted Scripture. But there were two things wrong, at least. In the first place, he misquoted. He left out a phrase from the passage that he quoted from Psalm 91, verses 11 and 12, and in so doing changed the import of the entire passage. And secondly, remember that the Word of God is the sword of the Spirit, and Satan has no part or lot with the Holy Spirit. So it does make a difference who uses the Scriptures. And so the Lord Jesus came back and said, "It is written again, Thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God," thus quoting from Deuteronomy 6:16. And then a third time, "It is written, Thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve." And this time again, quoting from the book of Deuteronomy. So we see the example of the Lord Jesus is that to meet the attacks of Satan, we must quote Scripture. As someone has said, when dealing with the devil, don't argue. Quote, "You will have received a little booklet called Beginning with Christ. There is a leaflet to be read, and in the back, four verses of Scripture to be memorized. And as described in the leaflet, the first three of those verses of Scripture are calculated to help you meet the three most common attacks of Satan on a young Christian. The first is to get the person to doubt their salvation. And so in committing 1 John 5:11 and 12 to memory, you find that the Spirit of God will call this to your mind to give you confidence and assurance. Then, secondly, if temptation should come, your having memorized 1 Corinthians 10:13 will make that verse like a sword available to the Holy Spirit for you to have victory over sin. And thirdly, in the event that failure should crop up, there is 1 John 1:9. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Now, your homework for today was to have read the booklet, Beginning with Christ, and committed to memory that first verse, 1 John 5:11 and 12. And if you have done this before or have just now started committing Scripture to memory, you will see how that in your own life, these verses will be brought to your mind by the Holy Spirit to meet the attacks of Satan. And then, there's for victory over a sin in your own life. The psalmist said, "Thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against thee." Thy word have I hid in mine heart, that I might not sin against thee. When I was a young Christian, I desired to have victory in my own life and prayed for victory. But somehow or other, victory did not come. And then a man by the name of Dawson Trotman, who founded the Navigator's work, got me started hiding the Word of God on the tables of my heart. Then, as the months and years passed, I saw how the Spirit of God used the Word to enable me to have victory. And since that time, it has been my privilege to teach quite a few people in personal work and to counsel a great number of folk. In fact, I've been in the Lord's work full-time for 15 years now, and in all that time, I have yet to meet a Christian living a consistently victorious life who is not getting into the Word of God consistently. It cannot be done. And so if you want victory, a means to the end will be to hide the Word of God on the tables of your heart. Not that that in itself will give you victory, but you see, it will make that Word available to the Holy Spirit. And when energized by prayer, you will find that you will have increasing victory in your own life. And then, thirdly, for effective witnessing. I know of nothing that will enable you to be ready always to give an answer to every man any more than committing scripture verses to memory. Then let me read you a verse here from Proverbs 22, verses 20 and 21. Have not I written to thee excellent things and counsels and knowledge, that I might make thee know the certainty of the words of truth, that thou mightest answer the words of truth to them that send unto thee? You see, folk who will want spiritual help or advice from you should be answered by the words of truth, the Bible, the Scriptures, the Word of God. And you will find that as you commit Scripture passages to memory, the Holy Spirit will call to your remembrance just the verse. I remember a few years ago, a businessman came to see me. As he told me about himself, he said, I tried this and it failed. I tried that and it did not succeed. Then I tried something else and that didn't prosper. And after he talked for a little, the Spirit of God brought a verse of Scripture to my mind, which I read to him. And after I read it, he said, where did you find that verse? He said, I've been looking for 20 years for a verse like that. Well, that's what he said, but the verse was this. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. So you see, the Spirit of God will call these verses to your mind. You won't just quote them indiscriminately, but selectively. Now, for next time, would you please reread again this little booklet, Beginning with Christ, and then commit to memory the second verse, 1 Corinthians 10:13. You will find that one the most difficult of the four, but it will be well worth the effort. And then we'll take up some of the problems of Scripture memory next time.